David White had a long career as a professional actor under the name of David Shaw. He appears regularly at the Meadowmarket Theatre and at the Sewell Barn Theatre too. And at 80 years old, he now thoroughly enjoys the roles he is playing in Norwich.
David, it's very kind of you to let me interview you today. I understand you were born in 1939 in Penzance, Cornwall. Are you a foreigner?
Yes, Becky, I most definitely am. If by foreigner you mean non-English, then I'm certainly not English. I am Cornish. John Betjeman said about Cornwall, not another county, another country. So I come from the country of Cornwall.
And I think you had a little problem when you put up your Cornish flag in the garden.
It was in a little village in Suffolk called Kirby Kane. And without thinking much, I had a big Cornish flag, so I put it in. And I noticed that people were, they had a sort of deference, well, a suspicious deference to me. And I don't know, the listeners will realise that the Cornish flag is a black cross on a white background, which is very much like a ISIS flag, which is also black and white. I don't think it's the cross, but people in the village thought that I was flying the ISIS flag. I mean, why they would think that I would have the effrontery by an ISIS flag, I don't know.
So, when did you first want to be an actor?
Well, it's very strange. It's not one of those things that, you know, the usual thing, oh, from the time I was three or four. I didn't really think about it until I was about 26. And my marriage had broken up. So I came to London, and I can remember writing in a diary that I was keeping that I wanted to be either a Navy man, to join the Navy to see the world, or become an actor. And after I'd written the word actor, I put question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, because it never occurred to me. And I sort of thought, well, yeah. So I joined an amateur drama company. And I have to tell you, I'm deaf, so we're a hearing aid. In those days, it was one of these buttons in the ear and a cord which came down to a microphone that you clipped to your shirt. So I was very deaf. Because I'm very deaf, I spoke through my nose. And because I come from Cornwall, I had a Cornish accent. So I would talk like that, and people had a great deal of difficulty knowing what I was talking about, because I was speaking through my nose and doing that. There must have been something that I was doing, because people would say to me, you're good at this, you ought to go to drama school. I was so naive, Becky. I picked up a prospectus for the Webber Douglas, and they had a class in it called improvisation. I didn't know what the word improvisation meant.
So you really were green.
Oh, incredibly so. And I went along for an interview, to cut a very long story short, I went along to an interview at the school, and I can remember before I went to the audition, I almost thought, this is stupid. Why am I doing this? And this was in 1965, 1964, 1965, 1966, I don't know, when the Beatles were just coming out, and the Beatles were really hitting, and I was sitting in a cafe, and I was about to think, I'm not going to go to the audition. And the Beatles song came on, and I thought, they were four working class kids from Liverpool who had made it. I'm a working class kid from Penzance. I'm going to try. So I went along to the audition. With my deafness, I really sort of did it. But the director said, I can't help noticing that you're rather deaf, that we were saying some things to you. I'm not sure how much of a hazard that will be for you in the business. So I'm going to have to think about that. But we were very impressed with your audition. That was devastating for me, because I thought, I've proved to them that I'm a good actor, but it looks as if I'm going to fail because of my hearing. Luckily for me, they got in touch with somebody at the amateur company that I was working with. And they said, well, no, we've never had, it's never interfered with whatever he's been doing. So they got me in. But with this speaking through the nose and the Cornish accent, then with the voice teacher, the first voice lesson that I had, you had to give a piece of Shakespeare. And I did O for a Muse of Fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. So the prologue from Henry V. I did this to the class, and it would have come out O for a Muse of Fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. It was met by a stunned silence from the rest of the class. And the voice teacher said, shows you how long ago it was, he said, I will give 2 bob to anybody who can tell me what that was that we've just heard. And I said, it's very famous. Nobody had a clue what I was talking about. And he said, that's the extent of your problem. When I went home in the holidays, I was talking to my mother about the problems that I was having, because their particular way of teaching was to get you to use received English, whereas now they'll encourage you to use your natural accent. And I was talking to her about the difficulties that I was having with voice. My father, who was a Welsh miner, was washing dishes in the kitchen, and he shouted, you don't open your mouth enough when you speak. And I said, what? You don't open your mouth enough when you speak. And I thought, my God, he's right. He had a beautiful singing voice. I thought, my God, he's right. And he said, I'll tell you another thing. Finish a sentence as you begin it. And that was like a blinding truth that was coming. And the two best lessons I've had about voice: open your mouth when you speak and finish a sentence as you begin it. When you think of these young kids, the biggest problem that we oldies have got with the young kids is that they dribble away their voices.
The end of the sentence. I'm going up and
down. But if they finished the sentence as they began it, we would have no problem for them.
He sounds as though he was a wonderful man, and he was doing the washing up, which impresses me enormously.
Oh, yes. He was a carriage cleaner on the railway, but had the voice of an angel, a very butch Welsh angel.
Your acting career went on for
50, 60 years. I'm 80 now.
And you haven't stopped, although you're not working professionally now.
No, I decided to give it up because I wasn't getting the jobs. I mean, yeah. It's always been difficult, but it's even worse now. And living in Suffolk, as I was then, having to go up to London for auditions that were invariably for adverts. And it would have been about 10 years ago. I went up for an advert for a Christmas advert that are usually very lucrative. Mm. My agent said, they really want you. Just as we were closing, I thought, I suppose I'd better ask, how much is it? She said, £150. £150. I go to London. So anyway, I said, I can't do it. She said, oh, please, please, they want you, they want you. I went to London to do the meeting, to be met by 20 or 30 actors, all waiting to audition, all looking like me, all in their 70s, bearded. And I was thinking, I don't think any of these could get it. And in came a guy who played in the original EastEnders, and he was auditioning for this part for £150. Coming back in the train, I thought, that is it. I'm giving it up. And I told Lady Jane, my partner, I said, that's it. I'm giving up. I gave up Equity. I gave up my photo in Spotlight. Changed my name back to my birth name so that I'm David White now, whereas I was David Shaw as a professional actor. And gave it all up. And I've never, ever regretted it, Becky, because since then, the parts that I've done in Norwich, I would never get as a professional actor.